The Overcome Today podcast aims to encourage, inspire, and empower through real life stories. My prayer is that when you listen to each episode, you're pointed to Jesus, who loves you with an everlasting love. Remember, your story has power, and when you share it, it can help someone know that they're not doing life alone. But most of all, that navigating life without Christ is pointless. Hello, overcomers, and welcome to episode 96. Now, this bug that has been going around Nairobi has hit me hard. Perhaps you can tell from my voice. I had this week's interview ready to go by Friday morning, but I had no energy whatsoever to produce it by Monday. On Saturday, I felt like I was hit by a truck. I even missed church on Sunday because I really had to rest. Then when I didn't see any improvement, I knew I had to seek medical attention. Anywho, lots of information, but yeah, just bear with me through this weird, congested voice. Did you know we have an Overcomers community? Well, now you know. If you'd like to get updates on new episodes before they go live, what I'm learning, what I'm planning, or if you just need someone to pray with you, then join the Overcomers fam. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes below and share your email, and you can expect some really good stuff in your inbox every week. Guys, I promise I won't be spamming you, but it will be truly worth your while. When you join, tag me at Overcome Today on social media and use the hashtag Overcomers so that more people can join the family. Happy New Month! It's amazing how fast the year is going. Soon it will be Christmas at this rate. In all things, we give thanks to God for keeping us this far. My prayer for you this month is that you will continue to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Now, this week's guest is a lady I cannot wait to meet in person. We first met as she reached out to interview me for her podcast, of which I agreed. And it's so funny because I just bumped into her podcast a few weeks ago, or rather before that, and I really enjoyed her content. So because of our time together during her podcast was so refreshing, I knew I had to have her on my side. Muthoni Waigwa is an inspiring media personality who co-founded a graphic design and audiovisual production company, Nifty Works Plus Limited, which produces digital content from the African perspective. She also hosts Moments with Nderu podcast, which encourages her listeners with a wide variety of stories that bring hope and inspiration. Life is long, she says, and encouragement is necessary to keep going. Now, a little disclaimer, when we planned to do this interview, my day was really not going as intended, but I knew I still had to interview her. So I stopped by a coffee shop. And you guys, you see the drama I go through to get y'all good content. Muthoni shares how her life, how life has thrown curveballs at her, just like the rest of us, but she has overcome through Christ. First of all, before we even get into your story, congratulations on the APFA nominations. How are you feeling about that?
Thank you. You know, it's so interesting. When they tagged me, I didn't know that I had been tagged. So my main focus was the category for Podcast of the Year. So when they posted Podcast of the Year, I didn't see my name. Well, I didn't see the podcast's name. So I was just like, oh, well, God, at least I tried my best. So it happened, I think, Thursday evening, because I was following them on Instagram. I decided to just check out their new posts. So when I stumbled upon the additional categories that have been posted, I was like, oh, my gosh, I've been nominated for two categories. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so humble and grateful at the same time.
Oh, that is awesome. And, you know, maybe just for our listeners who perhaps are not aware that you do have a podcast, that's why you've been nominated. You know, you started your podcast 2 years ago, right? If I'm not wrong. It's been 2 years. I know you celebrated 2 years recently and you have been consistent, girl. Like if there's one person who I'm just like, what? This girl gives me pressure. You have really been consistent. Why did you start Moments with Nderu? And, you know, how's the journey been so far?
Great question. So pandemic, when we were all locked down and told to stay in our houses, I think the whole world in March 2020, we were all clueless, not knowing what the next step was going to be. And I just found myself with extra time. And the Holy Spirit said, start a podcast. And I sat back and I was like, a podcast? Now, what am I going to say? Will people listen to me? And the thing is this, I have a background in voiceovers and over the years I've enhanced my skills. So me telling God that I'm not able to speak was, a flat lie because, you know, over the years I have grown to become a voiceover artist. So I took a leap of faith and I pressed record for the first episode. And of course, the apprehension, the anxiety, people won't like what I'm saying. And obviously, by the time I finished the first season, it was 20 episodes. And I looked at my numbers and I was like, really, God, why am I doing this? What's the point? But one thing that stood out for me is I'm doing it for him. Even if no one listened to it at that point in time, he was audience. And me to obey and him blindly. And with one step at a time and by me continuously telling myself I'm going to show up, I then transitioned to season two. And with each step of the way, I just keep on telling myself, I'm not doing this for the applause. I'm not doing this for the followers, I'm doing it for God. And the theme of the podcast is to encourage, inspire, and to uplift whoever comes onto my page. And why I chose those three themes is because over the years, I've gone through some struggles and I've gone through some trials. And I would look out for people to encourage me. I would seek out encouragement and I would get none. So as I overcame those trials, I just told myself, if there's one thing that I'm gonna do that I didn't get from others is to encourage people. So tying in with the pandemic, we were in a space where most people were hopeless, not knowing where life was going. So I wanted my podcast to be that space where if you pressed play, whatever episode you listened to, you would be encouraged.
Amen. And for sure, it's really achieving that purpose. And I like what you said that, you know, it's not for you, it's not for the numbers. And I think that's where the difference comes in for us believers when we do, you know, when we create such content or when God spurs us to create such content, because it's all for his glory and literally not for ours or for the world. And you've mentioned, you went through some struggles and you needed encouragement. And it's amazing how even in the midst of our disappointment or discouragement, God still uses us. So what are some of these struggles that you are going through that if you don't mind sharing?
I'll mention two. And if I forget the second one, just prompt me. But the first one is, I think I was about 21, anyway, early 20s, and my mom passed away suddenly from pressure. So she had maybe heart attack or stroke, but she passed away suddenly. And it really turned my life upside down because she was my best friend. And, you know, in those moments, you don't expect it to happen to you, but nonetheless, it happens. And when my life was turned upside down, trying to reconcile your life, lack of a better word, falling into pieces. It's in those moments where, as you're grieving, as you're trying to figure out what's your next step, you're trying to get support or guidance from people. But unfortunately, people can't give what they don't have. So if someone hasn't experienced grief, like you've experienced grief, they won't be able to hold your hand and walk you through that journey. So throughout my 20s, I really grappled with that whole experience. Why me? Why did my mom have to go? And I'd have conversations with different people. And one moment in time, it really stood out. And someone just told me, why do you keep saying that you've lost your mom and why you? I think you need to change your perspective and start asking yourself, why not you? And in that moment, I was like, goodness, I mean, I didn't ask for this moment. I didn't ask to experience this, but nonetheless, I took a mental note and realized that if someone doesn't want to support you, if someone doesn't want to encourage you, imagine they won't, and you can't force it out of them. So in this time, I just was also questioning my relationship with God. Okay, God, you are my God. You say you are with me. You say that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. How comes I'm going through this?
Having also gone through grief earlier on in life, I totally, not say understand, but connect with what you mean by when, you know, you sort of feel alone. And so at that point, when you're grappling also with your relationship with God through the grief, how did you, not entirely, I don't want to say overcome the grief entirely, because sometimes, of course, you will have memories of your mom or triggers, and, you know, it sort of comes back to you. But how did God just help you through it all that you're still standing today?
Well, for me, I had to hit rock bottom. So my rock bottom was also in 2013, I started a business. And by the time 2015 was coming, things just weren't adding up. Business is not making sense. There were no sales. And that was my rock bottom. And it was a good opportunity for God to reveal himself as the rock of ages. Because I mean, if you're fallen down, there's no more room for you to fall any farther. So for me, that rock bottom was the rock of ages. And recognizing that he is the rock of ages, that he's still supporting me and he's still with me in that moment. But in hindsight, now looking back on my life, he used that opportunity to reintroduce himself to me, and so that we can build a fresh relationship together. So by getting to know God for myself personally, not through other people, not through, you know, just going to church and not applying what I've learned, but just building my relationship with him from the bottom going up. So there's this verse that I used to constantly hear, James 1:2. Let me read it. Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. And I'd be like, excuse me, joy, consider it joy, why? But verse 3 builds up on that. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. That's the Amplified version. So through it all, yes, I'm going through these trials. God was using that opportunity for me to get to know him for myself, to have a personal revelation of who he is, and to have experience and to build my faith so that when I'm speaking to people, I'm speaking from experience, not just from theory. And I think that's very important that we embrace our law of process, because through going through the wilderness, going through trials, God is using that to prepare us. God is using that to make us ready for the assignments that he has already predetermined for us. And it would be such a shame if we didn't lean into these moments so that we become ready for the time of our assignment or the time when he lifts us up.
So how would you encourage the listeners who, somebody is listening right now and thinking, oh, I am struggling to find God and, you know, try and see him in all this. What would you tell them?
I would tell them, first of all, it's okay. Take a deep breath, exhale. But to be honest, it's a journey. You know, as we go from day to day and as we pursue him daily, we won't understand everything that we're going through in that moment, but in hindsight, we will get an opportunity to understand what we're going through. So right now, whatever you're facing, just know that you're not forgotten, because sometimes we may be going through such hard and difficult situations, we feel like God has forgotten us. And we wonder then why? Why do I have to be on this earth if I'm forgotten? But that is a lie from the pit of hell that is out to make you disconnect yourself from God. And that's the whole purpose of the enemy, to come to steal, kill, and destroy your relationship with God. So if it's possible, keep telling yourself that you're not forgotten. God sees you. And, you know, I would read Psalm 23, verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort and console me." That's the Amplified Version. So during your trials and circumstances, it's like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Like, you don't know when you're going to make it through. You don't know when you're going to see light at the end of the tunnel. But just know that God is with you. And sometimes God works in mysterious ways, so that we can take it upon ourselves to seek him. Because he says, when we seek him, we shall find him. When you draw close to him, he shall draw to you. But to be honest, Carol, sometimes we want things to come easy for us. And nowhere in the word of God does it say that it's going to be easy. And considering us being believers, we are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. We partake of his spiritual blessings, but at the same time, are we willing to partake of his suffering? You know, he came on this earth and he was able to fulfill his purpose and mission. But was it easy for him? No. He faced persecution. He faced difficult moments. But ultimately, what we need to be keeping at the back of our minds, yes, we are going through difficult times, but it's all for the glory of God. And I want to read Psalm 34:19, which says, "Many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous, but the Lord rescues him from them all." God will rescue you. So whatever season that you're in or trial that you're facing, just know that God will rescue you from it all.
What do you hope to do in the future, coming forward, especially with your podcast and your work and your ministry?
Oh dear, when I get asked this question, sometimes I'm just like, ooh-wee, do I want to say it? Do I want to put it out there?
Yeah.
Because I know the work that would need to be put in, and I'm not saying that God isn't faithful and that he won't bring it to pass, but I will say this. I am so happy that I have consistently showed up in every space that I'm in, be it my business, be it the podcast. And what I hope for my future is to truly be the woman that God has called me to be. You know, sometimes we get scared of stepping into our callings fully because we will not fit in. We will make those around us who are used to our old selves uncomfortable. And I think there comes a time in our lives where we just have to step fully into who he has called us to be and to shine our light to the world, because ultimately as believers, we are the light to the world. And I would hope that my podcasts reaches more people across the world. I would hope that the content that we create with our business saves lives, because we're in a space where media and entertainment has become quite dark, lack of a better word. So how can our business create content that inspires people, that draws people to Jesus Christ, that brings joy to their homes? And ultimately, I would hope that I get to meet many people along the way. And one thing that I would hope that they would say that Modoni did for them is that she encouraged them, she was kind to them, and she gave them hope. you know, sometimes we wonder why we're stuck. You know, we wonder why we're not moving forward with our lives. And sometimes we may feel that we've done something wrong or people aren't helping us. But sometimes it's as simple as, what was God's last instruction to us? You know, delayed obedience is still disobedience. So if you're feeling like God is not speaking and you're wondering why he's not speaking, just take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, what was the last instruction that he gave you? And whatever that instruction was, however simple it is, did you do it? Did you finish it? Or have you put it on the shelf and said, I'll do it at a later date? You know, we listen, we obey, and then God speaks. So right now, I just want to encourage a listener out there that if you're feeling like you haven't gotten an instruction from God, perhaps maybe there's something that you haven't done yet, and he's waiting on you to obey.
What a powerful way to encourage and inspire those of us who are going through hard times. It reminded me of this Christian poem that was poem, if you're Kenyan, but poem, that was hung up in nearly every Christian home you went to. It was written by Caroline Joyce Carty, Footprints in the Sand. One night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Did you like this episode and feel inspired to share your story? If you'd like to get featured on the podcast, fill in the Google form in the show notes below and I'll contact you. You can also follow me on social media at Overcome Today and send a DM or email me overcometodaypodcast@gmail.com. That's it for this week, folks. I said I wouldn't talk much, but clearly I've done too much, even reading a poem. Anyway, share this episode with a friend so that they can be encouraged, inspired, and empowered. And until next week, bless. Thank you for listening to the Overcome Today podcast. Want to support the podcast? Leave a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Also, I'd love to hear from you. If you're on Instagram, let me know what your favorite part of the show was by taking a screenshot of the episode you've tuned into and share it on your story. Tag me at Overcome Today and let me know what your takeaway from today's show was. Remember, you are more than a conqueror through him who loved you.